my concerns basically is that the process is inhumane. It is absolutely despicable what the Department of Education expects our young people with additional needs to go through. And I can speak from experience in relation to how this impacts on both the child and the wider family. This is an issue that I've raised with countless Minister for Education, including our own Deputy Joe McHugh when he was in that position, the previous Minister for Education, Richard Britton. And what the situation is where a child is refused an allocation of an SNA, the child then has to present in the classroom, has to be seen to fail over a number of days, weeks and possibly months, and then and only then will the allocation of an SNA be provided. So right across Donegal I have calls from parents, from mothers and fathers and indeed from teachers who are distressed at the fact that their young child or their student hasn't been allocated an SNA, and now what has to happen is they have to turn up for school in September, go through September and much of October, only to be then viewed physically in the classroom, seeing that they're failing and then that they will be provided the additional support. The fact that we would ask young people to turn up to school so that they could fail is absolutely appalling. And what failing means is these are children maybe with toileting needs that can't get to the toilet on their own, but that doesn't have the support of the classroom to help them, or a child maybe with on the autism spectrum that needs that additional support so that they can concentrate and maybe not head out and deal with the sensory moments they have. But without that support, it is a complete collapse in relation to the school environment for them, that their whole world shuts down. And that is what the Department of Education is allowing our children to go through. It's inhumane, it's degrading, and it needs to end very, very quickly.
The fact that schools have been out though since March, and we do know that it's still quite a while away before schools resume again, presumably September, have you any confidence that maybe there will be a shift in how SNAs are allocated in terms of the fact that schools and children have been out of the classroom for so long?
You would expect that that would be the case. You would expect that in any year, this year would be the year in where more sensitivity would be approached in relation to this matter, but that isn't the case. Right across, as I said, Donegal, I can tell you in different parts where children have been refused SNAs. These aren't children who have mild issues. These are children who have toileting needs. So, for example, if a child has toileting needs, they need somebody to accompany them to the toilet. It can't be the classroom teacher. You can't leave children unattended on their own. They need support. It is black and white that this child will get the support, but the only way that they can get the support is that they have to turn up for school, they have to fail in the classroom environment, and then and only then when that is viewed by the department will the allocation be made. It's absolutely inhumane, and that's just one example. There are countless examples of how we treat our children in this way right across Donegal and indeed right across the state. It's something that is very personal to me. It's something that affected my own family, and I think it is absolutely appalling that children with special needs, with additional needs, are asked to, that this is the appeals process for them to get the supports that the Constitution outlines very clearly that they have the right to an education, and therefore the only way they can get that education is having the support in the classroom.